Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We got bet sweats. We're munching on some moon cheese. Let's hand them out. We're going to go around the room. Oh, I love that. That open puts me in such a good mood. I don't know. I think the Chewbacca just early throwing you off for no reason. You can add Chewbacca, that sound effect, to anything, and it is going to improve it tenfold, Sammy.
I've had a lot of emotions this morning. Monday Moons makes me laugh every time, especially JFK in there at the end. I mean, it's perfect.
I don't think, now I'm thinking way in advance, this is a year-round thing. Like Monday morning market moves, like that's a football thing. But I think this has got to be here to stay, just to at least make us laugh on every Monday. Like even after
I'm very happy.
NBA, yeah.
The new segments I think have been very good. Friday feels gets me all fired up. I vibe out on Fridays. 10 Toes Down, people love 10 Toes Down. I get so many texts about 10 Toes Down on Thursdays.
Let me listen. I got nothing off of it, but I got a bigger high off of nailing 10 toes down than any bet over the weekend. And I got nothing. I just being proud that I nailed something on 10 toes down, and Gertz is wrong on everyone he's ever given so far. And he's way wrong. What if the Bears go on this big winning streak? I think that would be hilarious.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because my first moon is a full moon. I think Gertz did this on purpose. So I'm going to give Brian Gertz a full moon for inspiring Indiana to come out and club Illinois 63-10. I was looking at the box score. Indiana had almost 600 yards of offense. 600 yards. So full moon to the combination of Brian Gertz, who inspired Kurt Cignetti, who delivered the death blow. How much longer is he the head coach at Indiana? If I'm an SEC school that needs to make a move, he's my first call. I don't know how much longer he's going to stay, because the money always talks. And I understand loyalty and all that, and he does feel very loyal. I've been told he loves Indiana, and he loves what they're building there. But when some school, like Alabama, say the DeBoer thing doesn't work out, and Alabama calls with a blank check, he's gone. He's gone. I'm sorry. Like, love Indiana. Bloomington's great. It's not Alabama. So first moon is a full moon hybrid of Brian Gertz and Kurt Cignetti just howling at the moon as the Fighting Jake Hassans got absolutely pounded. So that's the first. I only have two moons. They're both full. Full moon Fran. I ain't no bitch. Fran Brown, head coach at Syracuse. Talked about it at the end of last week, and we pay it off on Monday. as a 17-point underdog, Syracuse goes into Clemson and wins outright. And now Dabo is just searching for answers. He's got nothing. And he's getting all testy with the reporters. And he's not liking the vibe of the post-game press conference. They got whooped. And on Saturday, a lot of the boys were out watching some of these games. And I looked at the box score in the first half. I'm like, Clemson's given up almost 300 yards of offense to Syracuse. That's a problem. And one of the guys at the bar is like, oh, I love Clemson's second half. I'm like, what did you watch that you liked? And the second half number was like 10, 11. Cuse was getting 10 or 11. Clemson had to win by 13, 14 or higher, you know? And I looked at the guy and I said, did we just watch the same game? Clemson's getting pounded. They can't stop anybody. Cuse is moving the ball at will. Why are you laying Clemson minus 11 second half? I go, they've given up 300 yards in the first half almost. He's like, oh, that's right, they have. I'll stay off it. I'm like, good, because it's not going to win, because they're not going to win this game, let alone win the second half. Fran Brown stood on business, man. That's a great win for the Orange to go into Clemson as a 17-point dog and take care of business.
Might have to take him next week against Duke. One of my favorite phrases. I didn't even know it was a thing until I think on Friday we learned it. Winners get washed. He doesn't deserve a shower if Syracuse loses. I guess something else he says is, I don't deserve soap. When they lose, he says, I don't deserve soap.
He's great.
He's awesome.
Paul, how did you watch that game on Saturday? Were you loving that or what? A little cuse in your eyeball?
Oh. It was amazing. And we were on Inside the Betting Lines. It was me and PJ Glasser. We kind of had a similar conversation, like buying Clemson. I was like, what? Why? We have seen nothing that makes me believe that this is a buy point on Clemson. Plus, I just love Dabo tears. So I just wanted to watch Syracuse roll. It's a bummer that their starting quarterback, Steve Angeli, is done for the season. I think it was an ACL. So that is kind of takes some air out of the balloon, but this was a team that had as much roster turnover, as much talent turnover as any team in college football. It's like I said last week, I am back in on Syracuse football. So this was awesome to see. Losing your starting quarterback is a little bit of a bummer, but I think Fran Brown he's changed the vibes up in upstate New York. Whereas like if you had other options, why would you go to school there if you're an athlete? But I digress.
5.5-point home dog against Duke.
Quarterback, man. I mean, Duke, yeah. Talk about trust issues. But, yeah.
Yeah. All right. We'll see if we get there. I've got 3 moons to hand out on this Monday. Blood Moon for the Oklahoma Sooners and John Mateer. We talked about it a little bit, but it's worth going back. Game-winning drive, he goes 6-for-6. He finishes 11-for-11 in the game. Huge. They go on by. Kent State, they're 5-0. And then we get Texas, Oklahoma. We've got all sorts of games where he can impress. They go to Tennessee. They go to Alabama. They play Ole Miss. A lot of big games coming up for John Mateer. He came through in the clutch, though. That was big. I was nervous during that game. I'm doing a first quarter moon to 3 teams. We've had weeks where we go all in on a team. They call it shoving in Survivor. Did not do that. What I ended up doing is kind of splitting it up between 3 teams in my entries. We mentioned last week on the show, Seahawks. Play the Seahawks. They're going to be popular, so I didn't want to go a ton on the Seahawks. But that was over early. Chiefs. They were not losing that game. And more I looked at it, I'm like, yeah, I'd like them to have their dudes back, but they're not losing this game. So I did a good amount of Chiefs. And then the other one didn't really hit me until Sunday morning. And Sam, I just finished my show. You guys are on, and I'm watching Colts. 4.5. 5. 5.5. 6. I was thinking Indy. But I'm like, they're going to whoop their ass. And they did. That one was over early as well. So quarter moon, it's early. But just, you know, part of it is avoiding the big ones, avoiding the Packers. I heard that case being made. Well, it's a tough week. Why not just take the Packers? You know they're going to win. No. How about no? And then Atlanta, too. When else are you going to take Atlanta? I'm Never. Not going to take Atlanta after Sunday Night Football when they look the best in years. Like, no, that's a bad. They're laying 5.5 on the road. I think Raheem Morris is covered once when he's opened as a road favorite. So, yeah, not interested in that. First quarter moon, Seahawks, Colts, Chiefs. Love those getting through. And I'm not just going to sit here and talk about how bad the Cowboys defense is without giving a pink moon in honor of the nails to Caleb Williams. He was the best quarterback in the NFL yesterday. He was. 4 touchdowns, no interceptions against a coordinator that knows him in Eberflus. And Eberflus still had no answers. I know Ben Johnson played a big part and there were some terrific play calls there, but Caleb got it done. And you know who else did? Jordan Mason for the Vikings. Finally got into the end zone, gets into the end zone a couple of times. Yeah, Paul, it's the first week I don't bet on him to get a touchdown, of course. And then he ends up scoring 2 of them, but got to give it up. He had a great day.
I just found myself during that game. I was like, how many touchdowns does the leading touchdown guy, rushing touchdown guy in the NFL have right now? I think it was 4. I did not check it again this morning. But, Joe, I'm laughing because I think you stole all of my moons, basically.
Oh, sorry.
Down to the pink moon for Caleb Williams.
Come on.
I'm going to go in on that.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. But I will go somewhat related. Survivor, though. The Seahawks, I'll give them a half for a Survivor sweat-free Sunday. First quarter, done. Move on. And then, you know what? I'll go quarter moon, Joe's guy, but my OG guy, JSN. Another, 5 for 90-something, and myself for responsible alts moon. I had the 100, 110, 90-plus, 80-plus in the bet slip. Ended up just going with the 80-plus responsible alts moon instead of – I mean, man, after, 2 catches early, it's like, oh, he – I did play the receiving leader weekly at 20-1. That did not come early. I was like, oh, all right, he's popping a little bit. But it's the worst when you kind of have that angle. You bet too many alts all the way up, and it's like looks great early and then comes in, below 100. So JSN, Seahawks, moons. I'm really excited for Jake's, though.
Also, first one will be serious. Full moon, Eagles special teams. -3.5. Let's go. That was pretty awesome at the last second.
Wow. You did the Eagles 3.5?
I did the Eagles 3.5, and that was terrifying the entire time. Yeah. So shout out, Eagle special teams, full moon. And then, this is so stupid. Super moon, super ultra blue moon. I am sitting at the kitchen counter yesterday, and I am making my breakfast before I take my little ass to the Bears game. Phone rings. Cincinnati, Ohio area code. I go,
no.
Surely not. Hello? Hey, just wanted to check in, see what's going on. Madison Ultra Super Blue Moon phone call on a Sunday morning. Sam Bell.
Sunday morning. The Lord's Day.
Did you know she was in Ohio?
What?
Madison Moon.
She called you out of the blue.
She called me.
It's been at least a year, right?
She called me. She goes, just wanted to check in and give you the phone call instead of just you rage baiting me online. And I was like, what?
Rage?
People your age don't even call each other.
Wow. Yeah.
So how'd this end?
I don't like people calling me.
Not only, it was fine. We talked for 10 minutes, whatever. She goes, yeah.
That's a lifetime.
Yada, yada, yada.
Oh, just wait. Yeah. It gets better. She goes, yeah. Just moved in with my boyfriend. By the way, I'll be in Chicago this winter.
That's a block. It's a hard block. blocked
moon.
Yeah.
Slut.
What? Oh. What is that?
I mean, what is he's that? Not wrong. She just moved in with her boyfriend, and she's calling Jake for a taste on the side. I mean,
that's... out of the blue. Yeah.
Yeah. Moon.
Insane.
Rage bait moon.
Get the Hawk on the line.
Yeah. I texted the Hawk. Don't you? I texted the Hawk immediately.
What'd she say?
Hawk goes, ain't no way, comma, she's for the streets.
See? She said the same thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, wow.
So now you have the number. If it rings again, are you answering?
After that, I am 100% answering. You think I'm letting this story die? Are you kidding me? This is free content.
I wasn't sure. When you said 100%, I wasn't sure if it was going to be a no or a yes.
No, 100% yes.
A little crazy.
Hilarious.
Why would he say no? Yeah.
Because she's insane.
Correct.
But I don't know if he wants any of that.
So, very quick follow-up. Are you guys getting back together?
Yes. No. Still very much lives in Rhode Island. I'm good.
But she's from Cincinnati. That's why it was a Cincinnati number? Yeah. Rhode Island?
And she's moving back to Chicago.
No, isn't moving back. It's just going to be here for like a weekend or something.
She's setting that up. Oh, my God. This poor man.
Moon.
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 Yeah. Moon. Super moon. Moon.
Good Lord. What are we doing? Where's the room? That's next. Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Where's the room coming up in a couple of minutes? Getting you set for Monday Night Football. Very high total. So curious where the public is going on those prop bets that we will certainly consider fading coming up tonight. All right, Circa Survivor. Let's just talk about Survivor in general. There were two games that had larger point spreads. Remember going into the weekend, big talk, oh, point spreads of four or more. None of them have lost. They were 13-0 after that Bills win on Thursday night. Well, we finally got some L's. They caught some L's, these larger point spreads of more than a field goal in the NFL this weekend. Two big upsets, almost three. So the Seahawks, the chalk. Sam, 39% were on the Seahawks. 39% in Circuit Survivor. That makes sense. No other week to pick them. The Bills were the second most popular play. That got through on Thursday. Third most popular, Bucks. Almost lost to the Jets. They have a 1, a 2, and a 3-point win. The Bucks, that would have been over 2,000 entries knocked out. But they did get by with Tampa. Now here we go. The top five is Green Bay and Atlanta. 4-slot, 5-slot. With the Green Bay loss, 1,817 entries gone. That was almost 11% of the picks. And with the Atlanta loss, 1,179 more entries gone, 7%. So just in those two games, we're talking about nearly a fifth of the pie in one weekend. So that was big. Like, it wasn't Seahawks, Bills, Bucks, but the fourth and fifth favorites getting bounced, that's big. And now you look at it, it's like, I'd say in most pools, about a quarter is out after 3 weeks.
And you had 30 entries coming into the season. How many do you have left?
All of them.
Wow. Good for you.
Somehow. Yeah.
Great.
Somehow.
Doesn't get much better than that to be 30-0 so far.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm already looking ahead. Do you go Bills? It's going to be everybody that has saved the Bills will probably use the Bills this weekend. Or do you want to save them again and then you get them in a week where they're going to be very low owned, like the Chiefs were last night or the Colts were low owned? It's going to be tough to pass on what you put it as a free space, but that will be the decision that a lot of people will be making.
I'm guessing the biggest decision, if you're not going to do Buffalo, is between taking Houston at home against Tennessee or the Chargers going into New York and facing the Giants. I'm guessing Houston and the Chargers are going to be very popular if you can get past Buffalo, of course, but Buffalo is going to be massive. You made the point earlier about Derek Stevens. He thinks it'll be the number one pick of all time, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
He's when probably you hear that, right.
When you hear that, does that scare you off Buffalo?
Not scare me off. It just makes me not want to be on them.
They're not losing, though. How are they losing?
No, you're right. They're not losing, but I view it as a leverage play. Those people will get through. It'll be more challenging for me to get through with a different pick with a lot of them, but I will have the advantage of having Buffalo in a different week, maybe the week after, something like that, when, okay, at that point, almost everybody's used them. And maybe they end up going out. Maybe that's the chaotic week, but I have the Bills on my side. So that would be it. Probably with the number of entries that I have, like a lot of the pools I'm in, I have 5. You know, there's one where I have 10. There will be some Buffalo. But I'll say this. It will not, I know for sure, it will not be half or it will not be the majority. It might be like 20%, right?
Yeah, I think Buffalo is going to be very polarizing because you know they're going to win, but you probably need Buffalo down the road. I haven't looked at the Bills' schedule, but I know there are some games down the stretch where they're definitely going to win. The problem with Buffalo is if you're saving them, a lot of people like to map this stuff out. Week 17, week 18, like you're not going to the Philly game because why would you? But that game, week 16 at Cleveland, they might have the division wrapped up already. In week 18, they're not playing anybody against the Jets. Have you looked at the Bills' price? I've never felt better about saying something was going to happen and looking at the AFC East market right now where the Bills are minus 2,000 to win it already.
Yeah.
It's been 3 weeks, and they're minus 2,000. insane, because the Patriots have one win and the Dolphins and Jets are both 0-3. So the Bills are winning the East, and we know that already after 3 weeks. But you can't save Buffalo for week 18 because they're not going to play anybody. And if they have won the division and clinched the number one seed, there's a possibility that – because you already beat the Ravens, so you own the tiebreaker, right? Mm-hmm. I guess if the Chargers and the Bills are both in line for the one, then you would still need that week 16 game. But I guess my point is be careful saving Buffalo for late in the season. Those games might not matter to them.
There are some books that have the Bills and the Ravens as co-Super Bowl favorites. If the Ravens steamroll the Lions tonight, do you think some books will have the Ravens as a Super Bowl favorite tomorrow morning?
Could be. Yeah, I don't know that it moves that much because, as we know, Baltimore plays to a very high power rating. I actually was looking at the AFC number one seed market. Okay. BetMGM allows you to bet on this. Buffalo minus 135. Ravens 4-1, Chargers 5-1, Colts 13-1. So I know it's going to be popular. Buffalo's not losing. Do you want to go to week 5 or not? If you do, Buffalo's probably the answer.
Yep. Yeah. That will be a good debate that we will have throughout the week. But what about tonight? We've got Ravens, Lions. Let's find out what's going on in the room.
Where's the room?
So good. Love it. All right, our executive producer, Paul Afton. Monday night football information. Where is the room tonight?
All right. Also, Jake, I'm fighting for my life over here against some allergies, so if I have to tap out, I trust you to get us through. All right, number 5. And again, no juice on these, unfortunately, with the post that I saw. So we can assume at least probably minus 115. But Zay Flowers, the 5th most bet prop at BetMGM for tonight's Monday night football game. Zay Flowers over half a rushing yard.
Why do they keep doing this? They keep doing the rushing yard thing. They did it last week with Debo against the Packers. He didn't even carry the ball one time.
Do you want to bet under?
Not really.
I don't either. I hate this bet. I don't know why so many people land on it. I hate it with a passion. Like, oh, just one carry. He's going to get there. Maybe. Could also be a loss.
You're gambling. That is the definition of a gamble.
All right, number 4, 4th most bet prop for tonight, Jahmyr Gibbs over 24.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting that would be the 4th most popular, not the rushing, but the receiving. So Van Noy is out. That's notable. Okay, I don't understand it. I don't get where the room is at so far today, which probably means we should fade them all.
All right, number 3, high-scoring game potentially, Jared Goff over 34.5 passing attempts.
So those are people thinking that the Lions are going to get blown out or be trailing big and he's going to have to throw. That's the handicap there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a minus 140, by the way, at BetMGM.
Oh, good.
Wow.
Good. Of course it is.
Wow. He had over, yeah. When they lost against the Packers, he had 39. When they won against the Bears, he had 28 pass attempts. Like, that's what happens. Yeah. So I'm looking at the games where he's gone 35 or more. Last year, yep, loss. There weren't that many, man. Close on a win. Close win. Yeah, the losses, he goes like, it's alt numbers. It's 40 and 50 pass attempts on their losses. So, yeah, that's the thought process. Why not just bet the Ravens minus 4.5 then?
All right.
Okay,
good on that. Number 2. So a guy that Noops was looking at for a touchdown, But the room is betting DeAndre Hopkins over 1.5 receptions. And I believe that's -135. -130.
All he needs is two, Joe. That's it.
Oh my God. Are they even winning money if they go 3-2 on these?
No. Maybe.
Depends on which ones, obviously.
D-Hop has 2 targets in each game. He's got a touchdown in each game, but he's got 2 targets in each game. This is not something that I would line up to bet. Oh, you're averaging 2 targets a game? Am I going to bet on you to have 2 receptions? No. It's a name play. They know his name. Oh, it's only 1.5 catches. Let's bet it.
That was my joke. Oh, he was good 5 years ago. Let's bet him.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I would.
St. Brown won, Paul?
That's one I would.
There is. So St. Brown is the number one most bet player to score a touchdown tonight at BetMGM. But as far as these props go, no, they went a little sideways. Rashad Bateman, under 2.5 receptions.
Oh.
At even money.
Why?
4 catches first half.
Yeah, I mean, first touchdown, Rashad Bateman. That's what I'm thinking. He has, okay, he goes two catches. 2 catches on 4 targets in both games. Oh, well, it's going to happen again. Zay Flowers is the man. Bateman's not involved, so let's fade him. All right.
I have to look at Bateman first touchdown now because you brought it up, and I really think that's a decent bet. 16-1 at BetMGM.
Okay.
The problem is you have the vulture in there, Derrick Henry, who's probably going to get it.
Yeah. Who is the second most popular anytime touchdown bet at -225?
What's no touchdown in this game? Just curious. Not even entertaining it. I'm just curious what the number is. I'm going to look it up.
Wow.
150.
Yeah, not happening.
What number would make you say, oh, maybe?
I probably would never. But you know how just unfun that is to bet on no touchdowns?
Yeah, especially these players out there. South Point went down to 53.5 to join everybody else. Circa's at 53 right now. Is this going to start dropping?
I was saying earlier, you only go to 54 if you're trying to write a bet under, and he clearly got that bet. Look, it's a lot of points. You need a lot of things to go right, and to be honest, you need both teams to score. 45-7 is not going to get you there. I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but you need both teams, I would guess, to get the 21. And with the way that these defenses can play, not will play, can play, if Hutch is living in the backfield and if Baltimore's D is swarming, this could easily be 27-20. I lean under for sure. And to see that 54 disappear and Circa to 53, Chris to 53, this did open at 50.5. I don't know any sharp guys betting over 53.5. Why would you? Yeah. Those guys already bet, and they actually have discipline. They're not betting bad numbers.
72% of the bets, 84% of the handles on the over.
Of course.
As far as the side, the Ravens are getting more bets, 61%, 74% of the handle. I would be – I could see it going to 5. I don't think it's going to come down to 4. Why would you? They're getting Ravens money as it is, so they're not going to come down to 4. But I could see it closing 5. But somewhere around there.
The room coming in hot. Rashad Bateman under on catches.
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up, Joe. You can't.
Yeah. I might have to go Bateman over. Might have to.
Of all the things on the app, you log into your BetMGM app, you can bet this game 100 different ways. And the number one bet is a Rashad Bateman under. It's very funny.
Yeah, I don't think that will be the case later on tonight once we get closer to game time. But who knows? The room tends to shock us from time to time. We'll find out where everybody is at for lightning bets on the other side. Joe O, Sammy P, this is Bet Sweats, weekdays, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Joe O, Sammy P, Lightning Bets a couple minutes away on Monday Night Football. We'll get everybody's thoughts on that or whatever they're going to end up at. We can get to that. Boy, I saw that the Mets lost and the Diamondbacks won. But now we're in the real, real final stretch. Couple series left, 1 week of baseball to go. How much of a chance do we have for the Diamondbacks to sneak in here? They are one game back. Oh, crap. Are we getting there? I could see it.
The Mets are trying not to, man. They're trying their best.
I love it. Yeah. Get out of here. Get out of here, Mets. That would be glorious. So I'm looking at the Diamondbacks number. How much has it moved? Hey, it's still 300-1 for the World Series, if you're interested in that.
Also, think about this. The Detroit Tigers have a one-game lead on Cleveland right now.
That's it.
Yeah. This division was over a month ago. Tigers have now lost 6 in a row, 9 of 10. The Guardians have won 9 of 10. Detroit, wow. 85-71. Cleveland, 84-72. I don't even know what the prices were on Cleveland to win the AL Central a month ago. Had to be 30-1, if not bigger. And now Detroit at BetMGM only minus 145. Did not see that coming, Joe.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Cleveland hosts Detroit.
Man.
Not the last series, but the second to last here. So that'll be fun. Cleveland ends with Texas. So they'll have an opportunity to play spoilers for them on the Detroit side after visiting Cleveland. Let's see, who do they have here? Then they go to Boston. Okay, last six all on the road for Detroit. I think Detroit's up against it.
They just look like they have nothing left, which is the worst time to have this happen, going into a playoff run, potentially.
Yep.
I mean, I don't even know. I guess I should know this. I'm going to pull up their reference page right now. Like, their record in September has to be god-awful. And again, you know, you and I are talking mostly about football, so a lot of this gets lost in the sauce. Let's see, in the month of September, 5-12. I thought it'd be worse than that, but they had one losing month until September.
Look, August 23rd, they're 25 games above 500, and today they're 14 games above 500 in a month. That's how much that flipped. So, yeah, no, it's been awful. And even when they were playing well, what's the one thing that we were saying? Like, you can tell me about their best, the great record they have, this seed, that seed, a potential bye. Don't care. Can't wait to fade the Tigers in the playoffs. Now you're not going to get any value on that because they couldn't finish the season strong because they come stumbling to the very end. It's just a matter of where they're going to be. Are they actually going to win the division? Maybe not. Cleveland, the best price is +125. Yeah.
Last person on the train, if you bet that.
Quite very frankly. Last. Very last. Yeah. We should take a look at that over the next couple of days. What was the buy point? What was the highest point on Cleveland to win the division? Boy, good call. If you got down on that, even at any sort of a price before we got to this point. All right, so I don't watch any pregame, especially after doing 3 hours of game day. Like, all right, I got 2 hours. I just have a breather here before I lock in for football for the rest of the day into the night. But for some reason, I turned on CBS. I don't know why in this office. Just checking the line, seeing what was moving, final injury reports, all that stuff for the games. And I rarely do it, but I did yesterday. And I got to say, I was locked in for the entire hour. At first, I was very confused about what the hell they were doing. And then I quickly realized, oh, they're celebrating 50 years of the NFL on CBS. And so everybody was dressed like it was the 70s. I don't know what JB, I was like, what the hell is he wearing? Cower had the Fu Manchu. His hair was all over the place. It was great job by everybody involved. And the best part, Uncle Brent was in studio for about 10 to 15 minutes, giving his picks on the games.
Still sharp, that guy.
Oh.
He still got it.
They were amazed at how sharp he was. Like, even Burleson was talking about it. He's like, you didn't even have a teleprompter. He like went up to the camera. He walked up. They were going over the games one by one, like off the top of the head. What about, and he's given details and angles. Here's the number. This is what's happened. Where's Jimmy the Greek? Where's Jimmy the Greek on this one? He's like, where's Phyllis George? It was awesome. It was really good. I don't like a lot of pregame content. I think it's crap for the most part, but that was entertaining. Good job by CBS yesterday.
86, Uncle Brent.
Mm-hmm.
I do miss seeing that guy. Every day when I worked at that other station, every day I would see him because our show was on before his. Humans and myself, JVT and myself, every day leading into Uncle Brent. And he'd get you as you were going off because they would come in. We'd do a shift change.
Mm-hmm.
We'd be getting off the set. Brent would be coming in. And I got Brent Musburger being like, Windy City, come here. I love your take on the Bills. Or like what planet is this? Like Uncle Brent's listening to me on the way into work and then telling me what he thinks about my take. It's crazy. That guy's the best. I do miss seeing Brent.
I was on with him once in studio, and what blew me away is, it shouldn't have shocked me, but when the lights come on, boom, you felt his presence, the energy through the roof. Even at that stage, even at this stage in his life, what a pro. He's the best. Love seeing it. Anytime he's anywhere doing anything, I'm like stopping. What's he got to say? What's he doing? He's enjoying life right now. All right. Lightning bets. Monday Night Football. Where are you at, Sam?
Let me get a little piece of this under tonight. Why not? I've talked about it, hinted at it. 53.5 BetMGM, -110. I don't love it, but for some action, I could get there. I've also decided I'm probably going to jump in on that room fade. The number one bet, where's the room? Rashad Bateman's under for catches. Good chance I end up on the over, but for the game itself, under 53.5 points.
Ladder Bateman.
The first touchdown. It's so funny. We hear the room bets. I don't know what they are ahead of time. Paul puts them in, but I don't look at them because I don't want to know. I'd like to be genuinely surprised. When he said Bateman under, your first response was anytime touchdown? Nope. First touchdown. First touchdown.
I feel like we have to. We got some good options today. Noops threw out D-Hop. Third straight game with a touchdown at +350. The room is buying into that idea because they bet over 1.5 receptions, second most popular. But the right play at 9-1 for an anytime touchdown on the Lions side was interesting. All right, I'm rooting for the Ravens. I did a two-leg yesterday, KC to Baltimore, a favorites little parlay there. So I'm rooting for the Ravens. I understand your play on the under. That makes sense to me. It looks like this number is going to continue to drop. We might close 52.5, 53, still 53.5 everywhere. Looking for some action. What am I going to do? Let's go Lamar. Anytime touchdown. Lions struggle with mobile quarterbacks. I see a big game from Lamar. I wanted to go passing touchdown over, but it's just juiced way too high. I'm not interested in doing anything like that at that number. So let's go Lamar. Anytime touchdown at +185. I'm pretty sure as we get closer to the game, you will not be getting nearly 2-1 for a Lamar Jackson anytime touchdown. Paul Aspen, anything Monday Night Football or anything else for today?
So I looked at the Bateman number for 2+ touchdowns. There's only 14, though. I like the Brock Wright, just the room fade.
Okay. You said touchdown.
Yeah, I like the
2+ touchdown.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But you know what I am going to do? So I like the Brock Wright, 9-1. I've got a college play in a second as well. Look, high scoring game, high total at least. I'm going to do it. Brock Wright, 2+ touchdowns at 150.
Oh, my God. So 150-1?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay. And then one college play. Look, I bet a bad number with Kansas last week against West Virginia. I got 13.5, and it was at 11.5 later in the week. But I'll go back to it with Utah coming off a loss to Texas Tech. I think there was a 12.5. It's down to 10. There's a 10 out there. So I'll lay it with Utah at Morgantown going to West Virginia in a bounce back smash spot. Again, West Virginia just has no talent. And I think we saw that their entire season was the backyard brawl. They went to Lawrence, got blown out. I think coming home, I don't think that does a lot for them. And Utah is just going to come in there and bounce back and steamroll the Mountaineers. So I will lay it with Utah -10.
So we should mention the room's been terrible in college football. They lost with Illinois. They lost with Texas Tech. Utah, right? Utah was on there because I remember betting against that. And
2-1.
What they hit?
Push on Oklahoma. So probably should have been a loss. One on Miami. One on Michigan. -2.5. They just got
there. Oh, against Nebraska. Yeah, that was close. Yeah.
That Raiola kid stinks. He stinks.
That was 3, right?
Yeah, and then, they lost on Illinois. They lost on Utah. So that was the 2-2.
Close calls. The wins. Oh, man. That could have been 1-4 easily.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Jake Hassan, what you got, man?
There's only 3 MLB games today because, of course, there is. So I'm just going Brewers first 3 team total under. Pivetta's been nails at home for the Padres, so I'll back him. And let's go Diamondbacks, am I right?
Yeah, not playing today, but back at it tomorrow.
Oh, tiny tomorrow. Yeah.
Yeah. But the Reds have Skeens on Wednesday, too. So.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. I got Brandon Fott against Ohtani. Yeah, awesome.
Yippee.
Yeah, maybe wait a couple of days. Yeah. All right, best of luck with all your Monday Night Football plays. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Thanks for checking out Bet Sweats. Tell a friend. This is the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.